Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 43. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Both of them are free, including the postage and handling.
We're reading through the Bible, and the Lord has detoured me for a few days anyway to have some of the pieces of literature that I've written. And this evening we're going to be doing Dry Bones. That is one of my testimony tracks. There's another one that has been written called Signs of the Times, but this evening we'll dwell on Dry Bones, and then we have a few letters or responses here. Right now, let's all go to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to pour out His outward anointing on this service. Father God, we love You and we praise You. We worship You. We worship You, Lord, because You are God. You're the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And when Jesus came out of the water, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit came down upon You. And You became the actual prime witness of everyone that is now witnessing on the face of this earth. You were driven into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to show that You are more powerful than Satan, to be tested. And You passed that test with flying colors. Satan knew that he had met more than his match that day. Lord, it was the Holy Spirit that gave You the outward anointing to be in the ministry. And we need that outward anointing, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Ye shall have power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, Your word says. Power to do what? What that means is that ye shall have power to be in the ministry. Ye shall have My power upon you. My words will fill your mouth, and it will be My ministry instead of yours. It will be My work, the work of God, instead of yours. But you will be My temple and My vessel, My chosen vessel that I will live in and work through, saith the Lord. And this is what the Lord wants everyone to do, is to be saved and then afterwards to be filled with the outward anointing as well. When we're saved, we have the inward anointing, Father, and when we receive the outward anointing, then we are able to, we have the power to minister Your word because it's You upon us that's doing it. And I ask, Lord, that You take over me, Your vessel, and let everything that is said, Lord, let it not be any of me, but the testimony that You gave me, let it come out with the Spirit. Let it be anointed with Your Holy Spirit. Open up every spirit, every soul, every mind to receive this powerful testimony. Open up the spiritual mind to make them believe in Jesus' name, that their souls might be saved and that the church might be edified and strengthened and lifted up. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right. Here I am with the Stamps Quartet at the Johnny Cash Studio, the House of Cash in Hendersonville, Tennessee, to sing Consider Me.
I have no wall.
I have no wall.
To which I run. Only the Lord.
Only the Lord.
Whom I can turn. Lord, in Your blessed consideration. Consider me.
Oh, Lord, consider me.
Tide rolling high.
Billows divide.
Lord, hear my plea. Don't pass me by. Lord, when You smile on creation, consider me.
Oh, Lord, consider me.
Mad winds may blow. Mad breakers roar. They beat on every side. Oh, one thing I know, and to be sure, in Thee my soul and my loved one.
Friends and my loved one.
All are gone.
All are gone.
Lord, when you give out heaven's reservation, consider me.
Oh, Lord.
Lightning may flash,
lightning may flash.
Wild waves may dash,
wild waves may dash.
The tempest raging high,
sent from above,
whispers of love,
whispers of love.
Attend my people, cry.
Boom, boom, boom.
The day will come,
the day will come.
Life will be done.
Lord, in your presence,
let me be one.
Let me be one.
Lord, when you give up heaven's reservation, consider me.
Oh, Lord, consider me.
Praise the Lord. All right, now where's the first letter from?
From Annandale, Virginia.
Okay, go ahead and read it, please.
Dear sir, I heard your wonderful program early this morning on WWCR. Thanks for your teaching. Bless you for being on the air. Sincerely, Mark from Annandale, Virginia.
Well, that's right. We have radio broadcasts all over the world. Just on one or three of the stations in India or Africa, we are ministering to over 1.5 billion people just in those two countries, I have been told. And we're everywhere in the world now on the air. And if you'd like to know the times and the stations that we're on in your area, if you need a Bible, you'll get one absolutely free. If you need literature, you'd like to read more literature, you can look it up on the internet, or you can write and we'll send it to you. We have the Messiah book. Many people are saved through this literature. So just call us or write us, whatever. All right, so that was good that people are hearing the radio broadcast. Okay, you have something else.
Yes, from Zambia, Africa. Mm-hmm. Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, special greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope everything is well with you in the ministry there. Pastor, your literature and tapes have the power not only to inform, but to reform and transform lives of people here. Through the influence of your literature and your tapes, countless people have been given a new strength and purpose and a sure hope in life.
That's why the government, these messages are from the Lord. The Lord uses me as a person to go ahead and write them down as he gives them to me. That's, of course, why people are strengthened and find immortality through the literature and get the knowledge of the straight and narrow way that can cause you to enter the kingdom of heaven. Okay, then what?
In addition, they have brought peace and assurance of eternal life and blessings. The content is biblical, valuable, true, deeply significant, and rich in wisdom and knowledge. Your tapes and literature give us both the encouragement and the tools to read the Bible with confidence and understanding. You point us to the Bible's supreme subject, Jesus Christ, and the salvation God offers through him. Praise God for that. Lastly, send us tapes, literature, Bibles, and music tapes done by your team, please. Pour in us, and we shall pour in others. Yours in Christ, Lupamba from Mansa, Zambia, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Give him everything he wants. Okay, then what else?
A letter from Omaha, Nebraska. Pastor Alamo, greetings in the precious and wonderful name of Jesus the Christ. My gratitude and thanks for sending your gospel messages, which are filled with the spirit of truth and words of life. The prophet must remain faithful and true to the message. When Jesus stood in the synagogue to read from the book of Isaiah, something mighty stirred within his heart. In the words of the prophet came the realization of his purpose and mission, to heal the brokenhearted, to deliver the captives from their bondage to sin, to rescue the perishing from the shadow of death, to proclaim the coming of the kingdom of God. For his glory alone, Martin from Omaha, Nebraska.
Praise the Lord. Now, this is my testimony. This is called Dry Bones. I've given my testimony so many times in church. And it would just be wonderful, you know, if people that were really dealt with by the Lord would give their testimonies so that people could see how God really deals. So many people, though, that are ministering today just decided in their heart that it's a prestigious type job, makes lots of money because they're in it for the money. If you're really in the ministry, you're not in it for money at all. You're just, the money that comes in goes for literature and so on and so forth. So I don't really need to hear testimonies of people that have chosen to be a minister because they want to make money or they want to be respected in the community or anything like that. I mean, that was the last thing I ever wanted to do, is to be a minister, or especially a pastor. I'm the last person that I ever thought would ever be a teaching the Bible or preaching. So, but we'll just let you hear it as it was written. I wrote this particular piece of literature. The Lord moved on me to write it in prison for the gospel's sake. All right, go right ahead. Dry bones.
The Old Testament prophet Ezekiel was sent a vision from God. He saw a valley of dry bones, representing the spiritual deadness of Israel and the world.
See, the world is a bunch of dry bones right now. That means they're dead, and they need to have the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God can enter in to a bunch of dry bones, just as it did in the book of Ezekiel, and make them rise up in the Spirit, be resurrected from the dead. And then, because God lives in you, He can do His work in and through you. Okay, go ahead.
The vision foretold the first coming of Christ, His preaching of the gospel, and the result, the first resurrection from death unto life eternal, for all those who believe, the word of the Lord. God said to Ezekiel, Son of man, can these bones live? Can those spiritually dead ones live? Ezekiel said, Lord, thou who hast made them dost know. God spoke again to the prophet, saying, Prophesy concerning these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Israel knew it was completely gone as a nation. To this day they are hopelessly divided. But God told Ezekiel that He would raise up another nation greater than the first Israel, which would not stop sinning.
And that nation is called the New Jerusalem. It's those of us that are born again of the Spirit. We're the actual body of Christ. Then what?
The second Israel would be a people from every nation in the world, a remnant of elect Jews, and a multitude of Gentiles grafted into the true vine. It would be a great holy nation of those raised from the dead life of sin unto life eternal. They would never be divided against God. This was the first resurrection through the resurrection power of Christ. In 1964, before my first resurrection through Christ, I, Bernie Hoffman, also known as Tony Alamo, was well known for sinning and ungodliness and was totally void of any knowledge of God. I had no idea that God existed. The words of God were to me fables and myths, and I couldn't understand how people could believe in God or His Son. I couldn't believe the ones who said they believed in God because they were hypocrites. They sinned as much or more than me. I know because I used to run around with them. We were all a bunch of dead, dry bones. I would become angry if anyone tried to convert me to Christianity because to me the Bible was a waste of time. The life I lived gave me no time for games or fairy tales. In the marketing industry, I was considered number one. I was responsible for the successful careers of many world-famous singers and actors, as well as the successful promotions of several well-known household products. My worst nightmare then was one that had me converted and distributing gospel leaflets about Jesus on street corners, living at some Skid Row mission, preaching the gospel, and organizing food lines to feed hungry people. In the mid-60s, the world wasn't looking so good to me. I didn't like drugs or dirty people with the morals of swine, and I hated what the hippie movement was doing to Hollywood, the Sunset Strip, and the world. As for myself, I was no saint. I didn't really care what people did as far as sinning, as long as they didn't flaunt it in front of families with children. To me, the world was finished, dead, dry, obnoxious, and bleak. Nothing really had any value anymore. I believe the other people of the world knew it as well as I did, and took drugs to try to escape the reality of it. The churches were hypocritical. Everyone seemed to know that as well. The whole world was dead in its sins and trespasses. The world was an enormous valley of dry bones, just like the ones Ezekiel saw. I met Jesus in a Beverly Hills office in a very supernatural way. No one can possibly imagine how terrified and yet how happy I was when God proved to me that He and His Son really did exist. I was thrilled to experience His awesome Holy Spirit and hear His powerful voice sweep through every part of my body, as though I were a filter that the words went through, both forward and backward. His presence was glorious and warming. His Spirit pressed heavily upon me like the mighty grip of the hand of God. And His words told me to stand up on your feet and tell the people in this room about the Lord Jesus Christ and that He's coming back to earth again, or thou shalt surely die. When His Spirit came into the office and pressed down upon me, I was given the awareness of His unspeakable, incredible intelligence. He was every atom and molecule. He was the air. He knew everything from the past and everything that would happen in the future. I was embarrassed because I knew He knew everything I had ever done. Then He showed me that heaven and hell definitely exist. I knew which one I would be going to if I didn't do what He said, and it wasn't heaven. Although it was terrifying to me, it was also wonderful to know that God was real and alive, and everything the prophets and apostles said He was. He hasn't changed at all from the days that He created the heavens, the earth, and all that is in them. I knew immediately that I would always fear, admire, respect, love, and serve Him. I knew I would be more than willing to live, be persecuted, and die for Him, and do it cheerfully with all joy. After God released me from that office, I started asking Him, "What do you want me to do? I'll do anything you say." I got no answer, so I figured He wanted me to go to church. I figured the biggest was the best, so I went there and I didn't find Him. Then I went to other churches, but He wasn't there either. Then I read books with pictures on the covers of guys that looked wise and godly, with long beards and religious clothing, but I knew the books were wrong because they said that God was not to be feared, that God doesn't threaten people, and that you could sin without going to hell. I wasn't worried about a God like that. I worried about finding the God that threatened me, the God that showed me heaven and hell, making me do something no one else could make me do, something I never wanted to do. I never thought the truth could be found in the Bible, because there were so many of them around. I felt that anything the general public went for couldn't be smart, since I believed people were all stupid. I finally started reading the Bible and found the plan of salvation in it and the instructions for eternal life, which told how to grow up in Christ and spiritually become a major soul winner for Him. When I first started reading the Bible, I felt that same power of God pressing down upon me that I felt in that Beverly Hills office. Then God showed me other visions of heaven and hell. I cried out to God, quote, "Lord, don't send me to hell." Then I saw heaven and felt the peace of heaven. Although I was spiritually blind, naked, and small, I told God I would be willing to remain blind, naked, and insignificant if I could just feel this heavenly peace forever. I saw hell once more and cried out again to God for mercy and pardon. Then the power of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit entered my mortal body. By my faith in Jesus and the blood He gave for me, and by my faith in the words of God which I heard and obeyed, I felt every sin I'd ever committed lift off of my soul. I felt clean and pure. Something very wonderful had happened to me, and it was done to and for me by Christ Jesus, the Holy One of Israel. I was so happy to be free from sin and to possess this new power which kept me from sinning that I wanted to tell the whole world so that they could also know him and have eternal life. Even after more than 31 years in the ministry for Christ, I feel the spiritual marrow being poured down from heaven into these once very dry bones every time I read the Bible.
It's now 41 years, and so it's still, I feel, that same spirit nourishing me, making me powerful spiritually in the Lord. Then what?
God's Word has put spiritual sinew around these once dry bones, covering them with the flesh and skin of spiritual armor. Each word of God has grafted Christ more into my heart. I can still feel each word of God breathing Holy Spirit breath into my soul, giving me the power to stand and quench all the fiery darts Satan has fired at me through the years. I know more fully each day that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, and we are complete in him. And I also know how very important it is to follow every word of Jesus, who said moments before his ascension into heaven in a cloud, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Preach to every dry bone, those who are spiritually dead, so they may hear the word of the Lord. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." If you're like me and would rather not be damned, but instead be saved, then say this prayer to God.
Okay, here's the prayer. Now say it and mean it with all your heart and soul, because, I mean, there you can cry out in other prayer, you know, as long as you say approximately the same words. This is a real condensed version of how you are able to reach God and he'll hear you. The Bible says that everyone that calls upon the Lord, it doesn't make any difference who you are, if you'll call out to him, he'll hear you and he'll answer you. And so all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you just call out to him with these words, "My Lord and my God,
have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. Wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program, number 43.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
And this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, until tomorrow, keep praising and thanking the Lord. And here I am with J.D. Sumner and the Sam singing, "How Long Has It Been Since You Prayed?"
Talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secret. How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? day, since your mind felt at ease. How long since your heart knew no burden, and you called him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord?
Since you knew.